Audio Go presents Spearfield's Daughter by John Cleary. This book is read by Kat Gould. For Benjamin. Chapter 1. You're Sylvester Spearfield's daughter, aren't you?
Occasionally.
Cleo Spearfield knew she was being unnecessarily rude to the war correspondent from Melbourne, but he, a crude chauvinist, was accustomed to being snubbed by women and just grinned and walked on, satisfied that he had put her in her place. Tom Border looked after the Australian, then back at her.
Remind me never to ask you a question like that. Who is your father anyway?
Nobody. Go on with what you are saying. Tom appraised her with a stare, then seemed to mentally shrug and went on with his thesis.
Wars are only benefit games for the generals. The poor grunts who have to fight the wars are necessary. But no career-minded man above the rank of colonel ever says they're not expendable.
I'm tired of all your male cynicism.
That's because you're female, sentimental and compassionate. You also have a very nice swagger to your ass. Why did you come to the war, Cleo, old girl?
Because the mums back home in Australia are beginning to worry about their boys in a war that seems to be going all wrong. I thought I might be able to get at some of the truth. But that, in itself, was only some of the truth. She had come to Vietnam to escape being Sylvester Spearfield's daughter and to find her own name, if not fame. Her father, who saw himself as everyone's guiding light and sometimes blinded himself with his own luminance, had once said to her,
"Come to me when you've finished university. Whatever you want to do, I'm sure to know someone. Just don't go into..."